terrorists.
Okay.
You are.
Lalu?
Mr. President?
How are you?
Well, I just
thought... I just wanted to tell you that if Chuck Colson gave you a call, because he usually checks on these things, tell him you've talked to me, will you?
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay.
I'd say your speech tonight was right on the button.
You thought it was the right thing, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we had to do it, you know. This was the time. I've noted your polls and watched them very closely, but there wasn't... And you don't do it just because of the polls, but there are... There are things to do that are right, and you do it.
I think that's right. I think, despite what all the economists said, I think the people were hurting on this, and
right.
I think the thing that surprised me, and I think fits perfectly, is the freeze on prices. But in effect, you're saying the wage settlements are going quite well, and you're
it's
giving
true.
People a chance.
Well, actually, the wage settlements have not been inflationary in the first 6 months, so why stick it to them?
That's right.
I think I just talked to Fitz on the phones a few minutes ago, and I said, now look, as long as you don't, you know, he's in the middle of one, and Woodcock coming up in September.
Yep.
We've got everything else behind us.
Yep.
And I think they may behave as a result of this, otherwise they wouldn't have. You see?
No, that's right. I talked to Dick Gerstenberg, General Motors, about 2 weeks ago. He said they were most surprised. They expect a pretty good settlement out there.
Right. But you see, if on the other hand, these guys were faced with an escalating consumer food price thing, they couldn't make that kind of a deal. That's the reason we had to do this, or otherwise we'd have not only a demand pull inflation, but a cost price inflation.
Right.
And then you got the worst of both worlds, so that was one of the reasons I had to do this.
And I thought you're giving people assurances that in phase four you want to keep both gasoline and food.
Costs. That's right.
This is really where people are hurting and worried.
That's right.
And I thought it just hit it just right. And I think they'll understand not exporting food. I think their instincts.
But we got to hit that right. We're working on that. And I hit that hard with the leaders. I met with them.
Did you?
I think I got an assurance. Yep. From Albert and Mansfield, they would act quickly on that piece of legislation because it doesn't. You know, I don't want to do the foreigners in because I like you. I'm an internationalist.
Yep.
But on the other hand, you cannot have a sort of a hemorrhage of our soybeans and the rest of the time, but steak soybeans, $3.10 in January, and now they're $11. Well, that's ridiculous. And that, of course, as you know, is the major food used for fattening cattle.
And that's a large part of it is exported, is it?
Oh, this is the point.
Yep.
Our soybeans are going to Europe and to Japan. Well, anyway,
I'd say you're right on the beam on this one, Mr. President.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and
help a great deal.
Right.
You know, I think what it does is really it gives people assurance where they have been mighty worried, and I think really sets it up for the Brezhnev thing too. And I'd say those two together.
That's going to be a very important visit. I couldn't go into details, but as you can, I can just tell you for your information, it is not going to be insignificant. Shall we put it that way? In British understatement.
Right. Well, they asked.
And it'll be good for the peace of the world.
Well, they came to me. I told Al Haig this to ask me if I'd do a poll, which I'll have Tuesday. But what the public thought of his visit, and I'll let you.
Well, a lot of them will be against it. You've got several problems. The Eastern Europeans. You've got this damnable thing about the exit thing, which I worked out with him, and I pretty well. And I'm going to be very tough with him on that. Beyond that, the more important thing is that this means the two superpowers finally have been making some progress toward handling problems that not only would get them in conflict in Europe, but the Mideast and other places, and that is a tremendous achievement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know it. It has to be done.
No, it's really, this is the historic thing about, I think, your whole period here that
right.
in China, and I'd say that... And that, you know, we found consistently a good 75% of the American people want this continued. They really...
I noticed that, yeah.
And I think
they support the foreign policy and disapprove the domestic policy.
but, you know, the Russians came to me and wanted to know. I guess they were asking about Watergate, really. They didn't quite do it directly enough.
Yeah.
So what I did, I had trouble, explain. They thought there was some conspiracy against you, you see. And
yeah.
I said, well, no, and finally... dawned on me. I went back to October 72 and I said, look, here's 26 ratings of the president and he's negative on about 10 or or 12 of these, you see.
Yeah.
I said, now let's look at it today, you see, in May. This is May, and I said, it isn't a lot different, you see. And under our system, we just have people, you know, our presidents always get criticized, and yet the important things at the top of the line here, relations with Russia, you see, and peace in the world.
You bet.
And he shook his head.
Russians and China.
That's right. Oh, I had China up there, too. Yeah, relations with Russia and China, you see.
Right.
And he looked, he said, oh, he said, and I said, remember back in at the end of early November, the president was elected with 61% of the vote, you see.
Yeah.
And, well, that took me about 6 hours, but at the end of it, he said, I see. I said, you see no real change. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He walked away quite happy,
yeah.
I think.
We've got the visit worked out very well. We have the agreements virtually all worked out.
You do,
I won't tell you what they are. I couldn't. I mean, you wouldn't want to know.
No, I wouldn't.
But we've got that. Henry and I have been working on them, and Henry's done a fantastic job on it.
Well, I think...
And incidentally, this thing today in Paris was not insignificant, you know.
Very good. No, I think that's...
Good deal.
I think that's,
but the Russian visits on the agreements, it isn't just going to be on nuclear, on control of nuclear, it isn't just salt. It's going to be more than that, I can assure you.
Tremendous.
More than that. It's much broader.
Well, it's tremendous. Mr. President, I think those two together are going to go a long way to clear the air here.
Oh, sure. Well, the Watergate is one of those miserable, it's one of those things that happen, and it's just disgusting, but it'll pass.
Yep. I thought Maury Stans held up.
Did he? I didn't see it, no.
He seemed to handle it very well indeed.
Well, good to talk to you, Lou.
Mr. President.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.